You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
I'm Vince Kelvin. You are listening to another episode of the Cosmic Code Podcast. Countdown to the online edition of the Cosmic Code coming June 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. A lineup that is surreal. We have world-class healers with us. And as part of this incredible team that is so diverse, today my guests are Starseed Circle. A Starseed who is an old soul with deep spiritual wisdom. They have incarnated on Earth to offer service by sharing many healings, modalities, and practices. So it's a pleasure to have you on the call. I know the introduction probably has people already wonder. And will you please explain and define what Starseed is and means to those who don't know what it is or what it means?
Hi, everybody. This is Carrie Beauberry from Starseed Circle. We're just so thrilled to be here. And yes, a starseed. Actually, Amy and I were on our way to Santa Barbara, where I was going to be presenting a workshop. And during that drive is when we first discovered that we, after having lived together as roommates for a year and a half, that we both had this dream to bring together community with conscious events. And that's when it first was born. And it just really came through very intuitively for me. I just blurted it out, Starseed Circle. And it was so in alignment. Amy got really excited about it. And in that moment, I kind of had heard about starseeds, and it just had this kind of sexy, interesting vibe to it. And so it came to me. And then it was actually after that that I spent more time on looking up what it really truly meant. And it's just perfect for Amy and I and for what we're creating with our community. Mm-hmm. And a starseed is an incarnated infinite being that has come from other star systems here to planet Earth with the sole purpose to be a contribution, to be of service. So that is what a starseed is.
Yay! So then the difference, the distinction would be with the sole purpose of being of service versus anybody else who incarnates to just do their thing, or how would you contrast it with somebody else?
Yeah, it's like an innate desire to be of service, and specifically here on planet Earth. So it's your ancestors are from other star realms. So you have this connection to the stars, as well as like the energy of not being from here on Earth. But you've been sent here with that purpose to be of service.
Yeah. And both Kara and I, that's what we really connect with, is that we're both star seeds, and we both feel a strong desire, brain desire, as you can call it, to be of service. And the service that we seek out, it can go in many, many different ways, but there's always this feeling of needing to give to the world, and even like almost a feeling that like we have a bigger purpose to serve. And it doesn't have to be a big purpose of what we do, but it just always this feeling that there's more to do, more to give into this world, because we are here to heal the world.
So, well, that leads me to my next question. How would you both define the nature and purpose of the healing and spiritual work that you offer?
Really, our main form of being of service at this time, and our main contribution, is our circles. When the COVID-19 quarantine first started, I had a few people requesting that I do a live stream of DJing. That's one of the forms that I of energy play and work and contribution that I have been involved in for the last 7 years. And so I shared that with Amy, like, hey, I'm going to be doing this live stream of DJing. I'm thinking Friday night, 7 o'clock, if you want to come and participate and dance with me. That's one of the things that Amy and I really connect on.
on and love doing together, especially with our community. And she said, yeah, great. And then a few hours later, she came to me and she was like, you know, it's really coming through to me to share this meditation that I channeled last night. And I was like, oh, great, cool. So you can do a meditation. I want to say a few words because really everything that I like to do, I really like to do with intention. And so it just started out like that. And we kind of made this loose plan. We, you know, it all just felt very in alignment and very intuitive. And then I looked at her. And I was like, this is the first Starseed Circle, because we've really been planning and preparing since November last year to start doing these live gatherings. It's been this, like, dream and fantasy of ours. And then with not being able to gather in person, we kind of thought, oh, this is going to have to be on the back burner for a while until that night. And yeah, so it's just been this really beautiful unfolding. We decided the easiest way is for us to take turns in leading the evening gathering and being a support person. And so we've been just teaching on and facilitating on a variety of different spiritual topics. And I'd say that is our main service and offering that we have at this time is our Starseed Circle gathering.
Now, Amy, you have been doing meditation for years. I've experienced firsthand how powerfully healing they can be. And recently, you did a deeply healing meditation on the concept of surrender. What to you does it mean to surrender?
Perfect timing of learning the power of surrender right now. That is also something that came to me channeled through me. And of course, now with everything that we're all going through with the situation, you know, this pandemic around the world, everyone is experiencing what does that word surrender mean. And so it came to me, and and I also realized that there's before surrendering, there's actually an action that we need to do before surrender. And that came to me because I was going through my own struggles with this, thinking that I had surrendered and I did not. And I was resisting a lot of things because it's hard to, you know, we're in this situation where we're being forced to having to live a different life, and we don't have the means that we're used to or even the same outlets. So it's really, really hard to understand what we need to do. And I was having a really hard time with that. And then basically what I was resisting persisted. And until I finally came to realization that what I really need to do is accept. And so really the first stage before surrender is acceptance. Accept what is around you. Accept the situation. Accept yourself in your life and the people around you. And once you come to a place of true acceptance, which is really the truth for yourself, and then you can get to the point of surrender, which is releasing all that. And I think a lot of people, when they think surrendering is like giving up, or they have a different way. Everybody has their own way of thinking what surrender is. But what surrender is really about taking your own power back. And when you have this place where you have all the things you need to just let go of, know that there's a universe and all these powerful forces and people around you to, you know, spiritual family that you can give your worries, your fears, and your doubts, all the things that you're resisting, you give it to them. And by doing so is your birthright that you can gain your own power back by releasing all the things that no longer serve you. And that's what really surrender is all about.
I heard someone not too long ago say that surrender is really an act of strength. And so in a way, it's aligning to divine order. Surrender would also equal trust.
Yeah, yeah.
And indeed, the writing of the 12-step work, they say there's a little paragraph that says, "An acceptance is the key to all of my problem. When I cease fighting people and situations, I can come back to a starting point." Now, you also did one on the sharing and receiving of love. a truly powerful process, which, by the way, I want to give you a testimonial right there. I shared it with some people, whether it be some of the guys, you know, who would still not really trust themselves, and they reported that that impacted them more than any practice they had ever engaged into. As well, you know, as my mom, and I shared with her a lot of meditation, but she said it was by far her favorite. So just a little side testimonial. So that one on the giving and receiving, sharing love, that's a truly powerful, beautiful process. And can you tell us more about the concepts, of course, the benefits, and maybe would it be okay to dedicate maybe 2-3 minutes where you both participate and we kind of generate this energy for our listeners, if that's okay with you guys?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. I want to say something quickly. This is Carrie. This was the meditation that she originally channeled that was part of our very first Starseed Circle. And it was really quite interesting because she did not tell me what the meditation was to be about. And we sat down together, and I was going to do kind of just like a intention setting for the beginning of the time together. And I channeled a very short but same thing of receiving and giving love. So this is actually, it is a very, very powerful process. And Amy is so, does it, she is such a beautiful channel, and it comes through so beautifully for her. But yeah, this is such a potent and a powerful thing that anybody can do right now, because I feel like people really just are desiring and requiring more love in their life, and we feel like we have to get that from other people. We have to get that from without, from outside of us. But by doing this meditation, you really can activate that energy of love with inside yourself, and I find that it's very, very empowering. So I love that you asked about that, Finn.
Yeah, that's a really good point. One thing I realized, too, that as Carrie was saying, she had that awareness to her, that channeling experience. And I've also discovered other people having a very similar channeling experience of the live heart meditation and their own version of it. And I channel it in my own version. And yes, it's definitely about and yes, we'd be happy to do a little segment of that. And it's just about bringing first love to ourselves, and that's number one, because, you know, as we love ourselves, we heal ourselves, and we are collectively connected, and then we are able to then take that love and then bring it back and just connect to everybody else around the world with this love. And as we're just all doing this simultaneously, which is definitely something that we're all feeling right now, and like Carrie was saying, we all need more love, and that's why this came to me very, you know, potently. And this is really what I feel and channel that, and I really had a strong vision that this is how we're going to heal the world. We heal ourselves by giving us our, you know, love to ourselves, and then send it back to the everybody connected in the world, and then they then send it back to, and we do this process, which I can do, and then they send it back to us. It's like this cycle. And as we're doing this cycle, we realize more and more and more that we really are all connected, and we really are all one.
Now, before we do the process, can you share a little bit about the most supportive mindset for the process? Because some could search a little too far, you know, not really have a reference of how do I feel love or how do I give it. And I think it's important to keep it subtle and simple. So what recommendations would you have for someone that is kind of new to those ideas, not new to life, but never really got used to processing things at that level, so they can ease into it from the very get-go?
Yeah, that's a very good point that you make. I'm glad you brought it up. So yeah, when you think of love, that could be also very judgmental to people. I think maybe they're lacking self-love or knowing what that is. I think the most simple way to bring in love is just taking your hands, putting your maybe both hands onto your heart, just sitting still, and just simply just take a deep breath in
And very slowly and gently releasing. Just take another deep breath in. And then you just exhale very slowly. And you just stay tuned to your breath. And then when you stay tuned to your breath, you feel life. And then when you feel life, you feel love. So without any judgments or concerns, just focus on your breath. And then in that awareness of your heart, that's when you can begin to open your heart. Just by imagining what your heart is within you. And we start there. And then I can continue to just be aware of the presence of your heart. And then just imagine a beam of light. This white could be any color, but it could just be this beam of light, maybe a white light, a green light. It could just be a light, a golden light, just beaming down your heart where your hands are currently. And if you need to place your hands onto your heart, go ahead and do so. And then once again, just feel the energy of your heart. And then that beam of light is just pouring into your heart. And when once you're aware of that, you forget, you just feel this expansion of your heart just opening, opening, and opening. And maybe even tingling. Is warm. Just continue to breathe into it. You may begin to feel some senses of peace, senses of joy, gratitude. And if you need a little bit more help, just think of some things that you're currently very grateful for presently in your life now. Just being very, very grateful. Feeling the gratitude. Whatever that you imagine, whether it's a person, situation, whether it's your home, or it could be anything, just tap into gratitude. And then once you begin to feel all those feelings of gratitude, inviting more feelings of joy, peacefulness, playfulness, there's no limits to how you can feel right now. Once you feel full into your heart space, let's now imagine that same beam of light going into people that you currently know in your life, starting with your family. And imagine a beam of light just going into their heart space now. And it's unlimited. It goes into another family heart space, and then another, and another. And then I continue that expansion. And I'll imagine the beams reaching out to all your friends, to their heart space. And then imagine your family and your friends, and then they then spread their heart space and their beam of light into other people, other their friends that they know and family. And it just continues to spread. And you just keep seeing that beam of light spreading from one person to another, to another, to another. Until all of the people around the world are now experiencing the beam of light into their heart space. It's wrapping itself all around the world. Lots of golden beams. And then, as you see this, you feel this, and that same beam of light goes right back at you, back to your heart space once again. And then just take it all in and breathe into it now. And then once again, release it back to everybody else. Same beam of light, same love. And then once again, it comes right back to you, into your heart. Breathe it in. And then once again, bring out the same love, the beam of light, back to all the people around the world. And then just continue into a cycle. Breathing in, bringing all the love, and expanding the love outward. And in, love, and expanding outward. And you just continue to do this. And then whenever you're ready, you take one more deep breath in. And just hold. And just take in all that love, all that juicy, wonderful, beautiful love. So much love. Unconditional love. Just in your heart. And you can truly feel connected to everyone on this planet. For you. We're all connected. You are love. And we are all one. And then you begin to open your eyes again with the body. And to breathe naturally. Mm-hmm. And inside out. Ah. Like you just took a love bath.
And now we continue our interview 100 times even more zen than before. Thank you.
We did 2 guided meditations for ourselves before starting this interview.
Exactly.
So it's just such a beautiful way to center yourself. You can find so many guided meditations on YouTube and SoundCloud, or just lead yourself through one. It's such a beautiful and easy and accessible tool.
You know, it's interesting because the common thread amongst all the people that I'm interviewing for this series, yesterday I interviewed a tattoo artist, a rock star, a yogi, which was not a surprise for the yogi, yet the common thread, every single guest, a therapist or a social artist, they all have part of their daily practice meditation. Meditation is really a must. And I too, I did 3-4 meditations already today. But it always fascinates me that even though we may be under the total impression that we're aligned, we can always find more spaciousness in it. And we'll make sure also that our listeners can find the actual recording of that meditation. So, and I'm really looking forward to having that at the event. I would love to continue with asking you, you mentioned channeling. Now, for many, it seems very out there, and we also have many listeners for whom it's part of their daily practice. Of course, we have at the event the world-famous channeler Frank White, who's really known in that field. So your own experience with channeling, and also perhaps if you feel that it's more available than people know it. It's always funny how there's the disciplines that we are totally open to, and then there's the things that we still consider a little bit out there when in fact it's all the same. So I pass it back. I would love to hear from both of you recommendations, your take, your experience on channeling.
I just want to quickly say yes, that what you were saying, everyone really is a channeler, and we all have the ability to channel. We are already doing it. We just don't define it that way. And so even, I think, channelers who are aware of it, they are, you know, it's like a muscle, like they're working, they're opening themselves up in a way where they can receive. And I think with understanding what channeling is not to be judgmental of it. And that was something that I've learned for myself, is not to judge my thought or judge these feelings and saying and dismissing it. The more I can be aware of the information that comes to me is actually information that literally is just coming to me. And the more I receive it. Receiving is such an important aspect of channeling. And I, especially now, I feel like the more I meditate, or the more I do my daily practices, the more information can come to me very quickly, because I'm not, I'm in a place of receiving, and my analytical brain is not coming in to disrupt that information. And it's very powerful, and everybody is their own channeler. And that's really such a big thing for me, is really learning the information that's already currently within me, that I just get access to it. And I think that's what a channeler does.
Yeah, I love everything that Amy said. And it's about connecting to your own infinite being, connecting into to collective consciousness, to source, to God. And it's any time that you experience that flow where the ideas just are coming and flowing out of you. I think most people can kind of can relate to that feeling when you get excited about something, or you explain something and it just comes out so eloquently without any effort. It's because you're stepping out of your own way and you're allowing it to come through. And that's all that channeling is. And it can be a little confusing or a little bit scary. It can be, I think some people try to make it more complicated than it is, but it is a very natural process that is happening all the time. And just by bringing awareness to it, practicing, meditating, and just really being in allowance is when it starts to happen. And with having, you know, social gatherings are off the table. There's more time for meditation and self-care and all of those things. I've been in a new level of channeling for myself recently, where I'm actually able to tune into other people's energy. And I started doing it with four people, and tuning into like their friend or their family member. And then like pretty clearly I have channeled recently for people that have passed on, that are on the other side. And I'm not going to lie, it's kind of trippy in the beginning, but it also feels really good, and I just get this smile over my face, and I don't understand exactly what all the messages mean, I just allow myself to get out of the way and not think or judge or anything like that, and just explain what I'm seeing or what I'm hearing, and then it's very resonant for the person that I'm channeling it for. So that's kind of just a little bit about my personal experience with it recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fun process. I think it's important.
I love it.
Yeah, it's important to just remember that spirituality and growth and all of that, it can really just be fun and easy. It doesn't always have to be a lot of hard work and so serious.
It can be fun going down the
road. That's a wonderful reminder. It's true that it would be easy to take it, to presuppose that it has to be serious. Mm-hmm. But speaking of serious, my next question is not necessarily one that has to be serious. Maybe we are going to finally resolve that. But I'm curious, Amy, you mentioned earlier that right now there's a restructuring. What appeared to be a certain way some time ago is now, you know, shifting. So I'm curious, in the big picture, you know, mm-hmm. what to you would you say would constitute of a life well worth living? Some of the ways we have to measure ways of the world, are kind of nullified. So to help people find a sense, of course, it's a personal thing, but what is your personal sense of a greater purpose and a life that was well lived? How would you personally measure, even on a daily basis?
Oh, this could go deep. I think when I think about a life well lived, first of all, the first word that pops to my mind is being awake or wake up. And it's about no longer, you know, being basically a victim of your own thoughts. And to wake up, be present. Present is such a key to happiness. It really is. It's like presence is always present. We're always present. There is never a past. There's never a future. It's present, present, present. Like, this is what keeps happening at the moment. And so by being present, being aware of your presence, and knowing that you really have the power to create your own reality, and then you can also find what brings you joy and incite that in your life. And to live a life that is well is to know what brings you joy. And the things that don't bring you joy, the judge, and then maybe it's just your judgments and thoughts. Like you have to be aware of that too. And you could really just be living a joyful life, but if you get your thoughts, your judgments get in the way, your doubts, your fear, if they're in the way and you're not seeing the beauty of your own life, that's just taking your life away from you. And you have to ask yourself, do you want your thoughts to be control of you, or do you want to be control of you? And that's what I mean by wake up. So be present, and you can choose how you want to feel and how you and what brings you joy, and you bring all those things into your life on a daily or moment-to-moment experience. That's really what it's all about. It's not about what you're trying to gain so much in the future. That could be, you can have your goals, you can have your desires. That's awesome. But it's really about how are you living your life now. And we all have the power to be happy right now in this very, very present moment. We don't have to wait for it. If we had a past that was a story that can make anybody cry, that's already gone. It doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist. We have the power to be happy. And I think the way to live that is to... I think what we've been talking about is to embrace acceptance, surrender, and love, and, of course, being present. It can be quite simple.
And for you?
For me, yes. So it's such a big topic, right, because we're such dynamic and infinite beings. And for me, I feel personally my sole purpose is to be a contribution. And in order to fully be a contribution to others, to be of service, there's definitely a foundational piece, which is taking good care of myself, being sure to take care of my physical body, eating a clean, healthy diet is like a very integral foundational piece to that, making sure that I'm getting movement, that I'm spending time outside, that I'm connecting with others, helps me to be in a place where I can be of service and be a contribution to others. And then, like, all of that just wrapped up in joy. I think so many people are striving for happiness and for joy. This kind of goes back to what Amy was saying. And that is available to you in any moment. And letting go of the blame or that feeling of victimhood that life is happening to you, and recognizing that through your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, you are creating your life. That's what I work with my coaching clients on, is aligning your energy, which is your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, with the result that you want to create, is how you're going to live that life of joy and happiness. And you don't have to have the big job or the perfect husband or wife or whatever it is that you desire to have happiness right now, that you really can choose it in every moment. And
surrendering to the moments when grief or sadness comes up, allowing yourself to truly feel that, allowing it to process through, and then knowing you can choose that happiness and that joy again. So it's a big question, and it's just really comes back to you are the master of your own life. So, and you get to create it. So what kind of life do you want to create?
Beautiful. You certainly and obviously are both artists of many talents. Tell us more about some of the other ways in which you exercise your gifts. You mentioned DJing before. I also know that our listeners, after they see the pick for the podcast, are going to be very intrigued about the makeup and the fashion. So if you can talk about it a little bit. I know you also
I did not
a lot
give
of
Amy
festivals and so on.
Photo, but sorry. I apologize. You can edit that out if you like.
No, surreal. We're loving it. I already had the graphic artist. Can't believe those two pictures.
I think they're amazing because I know Carrie didn't like that photo, but what I like about it, it shows like this magical, witchy, spiritual woman or beautiful woman that she is, and that's how I see it.
We're both very self-expressed women.
Yes, very, very expressive. So we use, for, well, both of us, really, we use fashion. I know I use fashion. It's really such a big artistic outlet for me, not so much to get attention, but one thing I realized, like, especially I went through a phase where I colored my hair with different interesting colors, and it wasn't about getting attention. It was about just bringing joy, and it really was just that. Like, I would go to the supermarket, and there'd just be, like, and both men and women would come up to me, and they would just say in a very sweet way, like, I just love your hair. It just makes me smile. It's like, that's so cool. I'm doing this and it makes people smile. So that's, it feels awesome. And then that's just one way. And then I think other creativity, or creativity overall is very, very important, but it's also goes and it taps into everything, into healing, into being artistic. And and another thing I love to do is dancing. That's a big part of a practice that I do, like, pretty much daily, dancing. And I use a lot of, like, different ways to express that. And not only is it a wonderful way to release energy, and I have literally healed my body just by dancing alone, of course, tapping into the music. But all that has healed me, and it's a medicine. And that's something I bring in. And then and also my other creativity is with making jewelry. And I love to take crystals, and I use like a clay, and I really use my hands, and I put a lot of intention and healing, powers or whatever, I put it into the work. And when I create that, it's just like another way, it's like a creative outlet. Looks beautiful, but also like this energetic exchange of creating art with intention. So, yeah, and I think with Carrie too, we both, when we do our fashion or anything, it's really, we're really tapping into that. And Carrie has her DJing, her music, which is just phenomenal. I'm like her biggest fan and her go-go dancer, actually. When we would do especially at the beginning, we were doing a lot of dancing, or she would do DJ at the end of our meditations or practices, and I would just go into dancing, and it was like this. So she would deliver the music, and I would just deliver the dancing, and it was like this, one collaboration that we have with each other. It's just beautiful, and I feel very much like, yeah, it brings out so much joy and healing and fun and playfulness. So that's something that we have, since I've known Carrie, with her DJing, I've always been such a huge fan and support, when she's playing her music. And yeah, and creativity, goes into such a long, long way, and that just, goes back into my healing, but it's all connected.
Well, it brings up two very quick questions. I know I come across quite a few people that, not so much by choice, because if that's their choice, it's their choice, but tend to identify in a very narrow manner. And you both are like the word that came to me would be Renaissance women. So maybe a little something about the idea of avoiding to just identify with one direction, one profession. And also, I love the input you gave about fashion, that it's really not so much about getting attention as much as the experience that it creates. So if you don't mind to elaborate briefly on that. And I also know our listeners are going to probably hope with zero obligation that we'll get to experience some of that during the convention.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yes. Renaissance woman. I love that. I believe that... Wait, let me start again. People often say things to me like, you must be an artist. And my answer to that is that I choose to live my life creatively. And my offerings are very diverse. I work as a registered nurse. That's a part of me. But I also love facilitating workshops, facilitating our circle and our gatherings. I love coaching people one-on-one and in groups. I've just recently started coaching men on dating, and that's been so awesome and a wonderful new thing. And then I love to DJ, and I very much play with the energy while I'm DJing. It's not just me standing up there, you know, playing with my DJ controller and providing the music. It's very interactive, and I really get the energy flowing so that it becomes like a very connecting experience and a very expansive experience. So people are leaving the dance floor feeling transformed, and sometimes that's at a music event like Burning Man or a music festival, or now we're moving into doing this in a live stream capacity. I'm doing a Dancing Freedom experience with one of my friends. We're collaborating on that. So I feel like for me, you know, if you listen to any kind of business coaching or marketing coaching, you have to choose a target market and be very clear as to what it is that you're doing. But for me, I have a huge capacity and I'm an incredibly dynamic person. So I like to follow the energy and provide whatever is going to be the biggest contribution in that moment, in that time, in that week. So I'm frequently checking in with the energy and adjusting what it is that I'm providing. And that is what keeps life interesting for me, and it keeps me contributing in a way that's unique and perfect for what it is that people are asking for in the moment.
Wow, thank you for saying that. You know, for years, people have approached me to offer some marketing service and so on, and you helped me identify the rhythm for me is also just adapt, follow the energy, but I never heard it phrased quite this way. Wow, this is super rich. Many more questions are coming, and yet we need to wrap it up. So in conclusion, I am curious if rapidly you can share a couple ideas for daily practices, as well as the greatest realization, one greatest realization for human evolution that came out of those practices for you.
That's a good one. I think one recent one that literally has changed my life is a breath work. And I've done breath work before in the past, and I was always uncomfortable with it. I didn't quite connect with it and for some reason. But then I just started, especially during the pandemic when it broke out, and I had a lot of anxiety, and I had like a lot of energy passing through me, and I needed a relief. And just meditation alone wasn't enough. So I started to practice breath work, and that came to me, and it instantly, like, it was just one time doing it, it was an instant result. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. And I started to do breath work, and then the main breath work that I'm practicing right now is the Wim Hof breath practice. And I do that, I started like every other day, then I went to 2 days, and now I do it whenever I feel like it. So it's definitely changed my life, and it's you know, something I'm sharing with everybody. If you're experiencing any kind of discomfort, it releases, and it really also opens up on a spiritual level. It's more than just releasing energy. I really get tapped into my inner being. Like, that's just like a big thing for me. And the more I do it, the more I realize, oh, wow, things are opening up for me. How awesome. And of course, meditation, mm-hmm. that's a big one. And I mean, and I'm actually able to meditate better because I started to do breath work. I can easily go in a 2-hour meditation and not even know it now, which before I couldn't do even 15 minutes. And yeah, those are, and then dancing. Dancing is my medicine. I dance pretty much every day, and I'll dance until I can't dance anymore.
I definitely have those practices as part of my practice as well. And then also just the same foundational core part of my coaching, which is looking at the circumstances of your life, looking at how you're choosing to think about them, recognizing that you are, that is a choice, which is then driving how you feel, which then in turn drives your actions, which creates your results. So I'm constantly using that model to evaluate what I am creating. So the same key tool that I use with my clients is what I use as a practice for myself. So I'm constantly evaluating if I do a consultation with a client, if I teach a workshop, I'm using that same tool that I'm using to change the lives of my clients. I'm using that for myself so that I'm constantly walking my talk. When you can be aware of what your thoughts and beliefs are and what they are creating, that is like the secret sauce to life. That is the magic that you can use to then create a life of your dreams, which I truly can say I am living now and supporting others in, which is just makes me so excited.
I know, I love it.
So that's actually what we're going to be talking about and contributing in your special event, mm-hmm. where Amy is going to be providing a meditation. I'm going to be talking about the aligning your beliefs, thoughts, and actions. And then I wasn't thinking we would do this, but it sounds like doing some dance and some movement me putting together some music for that and then doing my energetic process with the support of Amy. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it would be a really cool way to kind of get everybody moving as part of the event as well.
And fun.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Well, I want to thank you both tremendously. Would you please share your social media? What's the best way for people to get a hold of your work?
Yeah, so right now we have a Facebook group that's our primary source. And so you can go to Facebook and do a search at Starseed Circle.
One word. And then if you'd like to reach either Amy Stardust or myself, Carrie Boberry, individually, you can just send us a message through Starseed Circle. We read every message that comes through, and we'll be able to stay in contact with you in that way.
And then we post all of our events and then other resources, whatever calls to us, we share it on our page.
Yeah, and that is the number one place that you can go to see our events that are every Friday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time from wherever you are in the world.
And then tomorrow we have a really fun one, and I'm actually leading it tomorrow, and I'm super, super excited. It's called Dance Medicine, and this is my jam. And
Not tomorrow by the time they hear this.
No. I don't know when they're going to hear this, but it's going to be, I don't know what date it is.
You know, whatever Friday it is.
You're going to have people reach out every day going, I want to come to a workshop tomorrow. So that's it.
Probably.
You're doing it on a daily basis from now on.
Well, maybe I'll have to.
Yeah, this is going to be our seventh gathering, and it just keeps growing and getting better and more people, and it's such a beautiful way to feel connected at this time when we're not allowed to really gather safely in person.
Well, I'm very thrilled. You bring so much. Cannot wait to see you at the Cosmic Code Convention online edition. Everybody go take a look at cosmiccodeconvention.com. We are adding new resources every single day. Be certain to also subscribe to the podcast. I'm doing a new one pretty much every day, and it was a true pleasure and honor. I feel that my mind has reached a whole new realm just by listening. So thank you, both of you, Vince Kelvin, and you were listening to a fascinating interview with Starseed Circle. Thank you again. Stay safe and stay sexy.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.